passage that was read is from Isaiah chapter 55. It is a well-known passage of scripture, one you have heard quoted time and again, and you yourself probably read it. And we're going to look on a portion of it tonight, but we are also going to look on supporting scriptures to it as we emphasize the fact that one need to seek the Lord. And there are two verses there that I am going to read over. Sister Bennett read very well from 55, chapter 55, 1 to 7. And I'm just going to read 6 and 7 again. And she did emphasize 7 as she read it over. Verse 6 said, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Amen. The Lord bless the reading of his words to our heart tonight. Verse 1 tells us something. It gives a wide invitation. Yes, the prophet was addressing the children of Israel. But beyond that, the prophet was looking down the corridors of time. And the prophet saw the period of grace. And the prophet included in the period of grace this, in this first verse that we have here, which is a wide invitation that we said. And it read like this: "Oh, everyone that thirsteth, all you need to this banquet, all the Lord is asking for you to have to come to this banquet is a thirst. Only a thirst to drink or an appetite to eat. Everything is already provided. And you only need to carry yourself with a thirst. And then you will be fed." The rest of the word, the verse read like this: "Come ye by water. Or everyone that thirsts, come ye to the water. And he that hath no money, come ye by and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." All we need is an appetite.
Amen.
All we need is a thirst.
Amen.
And then
amen.
The Lord will provide the rest of things for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the prophet jumped down to verse 6 after explaining the guarantee of receiving wine and milk without money and without price. The guarantee that he uses is that God had established a covenant with David. A covenant that he decided that he, God, is going to hold his part. He is going to be committed to this covenant. It is an everlasting covenant. A covenant that covers our time here. A covenant that covers the redemption process. And God uses that experience, that principle with David to say, if I establish this covenant with David, I will introduce a new covenant with you. Hallelujah. Even to the sure mercies of David. We need to understand that God here promises something and he is going to deliver it. So to understand the invitation is for all time. The invitation is for our time. And so I'd like to talk to us a little bit tonight under the topic, Seek God on His Term, or Seeking God on His Term. Seeking the Lord on His term, not ours. Seeking Him by way of His request. I believe that there are many people. I believe that there are many people who are praying, yes, who are reading their Bible, who are talking to different people, people in the church, people out of the church, about God. And to a large extent, it is true that they are seeking more information. But at the same time, the question to us is whether or not those seeking are on our term, or is it on God's term? Because we, over time, will say, we have sought the Lord, and we have not heard from Him. That is what some people have said. But the honest truth tonight, based on the Word of God, are we seeking Him on His term or our term? Maybe that's why we're not finding Him. Maybe that's why we are not in church. Maybe that's why we cannot be identified as one of the beloved. You are seeking God, but on your term. We have heard testimonies tonight from believers who have walked, who are walking with the Lord over many years. They have come into a relationship with Him. And we are glad for our brothers and sisters in the church. But there are those who cannot say that they're part of the church. And you question whether or not they are seeking the Lord. And they will tell you yes. But on what term is that seeking done? That's a question we need to ask. So we're seeking God on His term. That is the topic we'd like to ponder on tonight. What's wrong with your seeking? One may ask. What is wrong with your seeking? You are seeking. But what is wrong with your seeking? And sometimes, church, we discover that one might seek the Lord, but is seeking the Lord for His blessing. Not necessarily seeking the blesser, but seeking the blessing. I want to tell you, we need to seek God for who He is. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthian church, said, look, I am not seeking yours, but I am seeking you. I am seeking after you. It's not your position that I'm interested in. I am interested in you. Have you changed life to please God? As he wrote to the Corinthian church. Don't you know? The question is, you are seeking God, but is it true that you are seeking God, or are we are seeking after the blessing, the gifts that comes from God? All these are pondering questions. The Bible tells us tonight that we are to, in verse 6, it said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Seek ye the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, not necessarily the benefits, not necessarily blessing, but seek ye the Lord while he may be found. And I find that quite interesting. The word said, while he may be found. Well, let's hear what seek ye the Lord here for us. Seek ye the Lord. Seek ye the Lord. It is something that we should be doing, considering who God is. We should continually, we should be continually seeking the Lord. And that goes for Christian and non-Christian alike. We should seek often, because there is no like unto him. And so we ask ourselves the question again. Are we seeking God on his term? Listen to what Deuteronomy said to us. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 29. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Listen to that, church. It is good that we said that we are seeking the Lord. But the question is, are we seeking him with all our heart and with all our soul? That is his term. That is his term. So sometime when you are wondering, my unsaved friends, why is it that I have not come into the fullness of God? We need to ask our question, are we falling short in our seeking? The word said, if we seek him, we shall find him. If we seek him with all our hearts and with our soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I am saying to everybody here that we need a singleness of heart in seeking God. A singleness of heart in pursuing after this God. Not that God cannot be found. God cannot be hid. I want all of us to get that right tonight. That God cannot be hid. The presence of the Lord is everywhere. The presence of the Lord is everywhere. But we're talking about seeking the Lord in terms of a relationship. Seeking the Lord in terms of a relationship. And I would like to tell the church tonight that there are not many people. That there are not many people who are looking in this direction. The apostle speaking to the church. Say that not many people seek after God. Not many people seek after God. And we need to have that right tonight. We need to realize that God is expecting us, his children, and God is expecting the unsaved to seek after him. Seek ye the Lord. while he may be found. Seek him while he may be found. That's a pondering question. While he may be found. While he may be found. Seek the Lord. The enemy has used many things to cause our mind to look away from God. In fact, the word tells us that the God of this world has blinded our mind. The God of this world has blinded our minds. And blinding our minds from what? The glorious gospel of God. As a result of that, there are very few people who are seeking after God. But we are encouraged tonight by the prophet that we should seek the Lord while he may be found. And many times when we look at it, while he may be found, we discover that there are times when the Lord come close to us and we don't seem to realize it. When we look back in the book of Job, we discover something. Job 33 from 14 to 18. We discover something in there. And what is it that we discover? That sometime the Lord speaks to you by way of a dream. But he encouraged you to seek him, and we don't realize that it is the Lord speaking to us. And yes, some of you might question, is dream relevant for today? I want to tell you a thousand times, yes. Peter preaching in Acts 2. And he talked about Joel. In the last days, I shall pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your young men shall dream dreams, and your old men shall see vision. There are many people right now who God is speaking to by way of dream and vision for them to turn their lives around to him and are ignoring God. Not only that, we read in the book of Job, not only dreams and vision, but we are also told in the same passage that God speaks to the ear. In preaching like what I'm doing tonight and what you've heard from other ministers, God speaks to the individual through the word preach, whether it is in church or whether it is over the television, regardless of where, the preaching of God's word come to the ears of man, and man still disregard God. And the last thing that was said there in Job is that God spoke to them through what? Pain upon their bed. Sometimes somebody is sick. Sometimes somebody fall ill. And we don't understand and know why it happened at the time it did. But it could be that in that process, God is speaking to somebody. It could be that God is saying to somebody, seek after me. It could be that God is sending a message to follow him. And we ignore the approach of God. Sometimes we ignore the approach of God in our business transactions. It is not God up front. Lead me in the spot. But it is God down the line. Sometimes we ignore God in our youth. Yes, the wise man said, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Seek the days of my youth. Because the time is coming when we're going to get whole. An interest in God and God's affair no longer excites us. But if we have seek him early, if we had sought him early and found him, it would be a different situation for us when we have grown old. We need to seek the Lord while he may be found. Are you seeking after God tonight? Are you seeking after the Lord tonight? I want to tell you, I think you should start tonight if you have not started yet. Seek after him with sincerity of heart. Seek after him with all your heart and with all your soul. That is God's condition. But sometimes we have double-minded. We are double-minded. The Lord put it this way, can you serve two masters? Can you serve the world and serve God? Sometimes we are seeking God, and yet still we are holding back a portion of ourselves for ourselves. We're holding back a portion of ourselves for ourselves. It is not giving everything to God so that God can be glorified and that God can come and answer our prayer. One of the examples that we can use to see how somebody has committed themselves to seek after God is from Psalms 27. Psalms 27 verse 4. Listen to what it says. I'm going to read four verses of it. One thing have I desire of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Psalms 27 verse 4. One thing have I desire of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That is a single-hearted commitment. One thing I want, one thing is in my heart, and that is to seek after the Lord, to seek the presence of the Lord. The house of the Lord means to be in his presence, to be in his presence. And you might say, we're all in the presence of the Lord 24/7. I will agree. That is omniscience. He who knows and is omnipresent. He who is everywhere at all times. Those are given attributes of God. But we're talking about to be in his presence in terms of a relationship. Hallelujah, when we are having communion with him. That is what the psalmist is saying to us tonight. One thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. I am not in there for the short term. I am in there for the long term. Can somebody say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We are not in there for the short term, church. We are seeking God for the long term. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So I am seeking God with those creation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 We had to seek the Lord without reservation here. And then he didn't stop there. The psalmist didn't stop there. The psalmist went on to say, and to behold, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Now, it is one thing to seek the Lord, to place us into the house or the presence of the Lord. Once we got there, friends, we are going to want more. We are going to want to behold the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is a part of the whole seeking process, to behold and to discover the beauty of the Lord, to discover him in his love, to discover him in his mercy, to discover him in his grace. Hallelujah. To see him in his glory manifested in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. To behold the beauty of the Lord, which is past finding out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the result of seeking the Lord with my heart and my soul, that I might enter into the temple of the Lord, the tabernacle of the Lord, which means his presence. Songwriter, we heard the songwriter say, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. That is an experience that of intimate quality that the psalmist is saying, I am seeking this one thing, that I might get into his presence so that I might behold all these things. And then he also said something interesting, and to inquire of his temple. To inquire of his temple. As he looked on the layout in God's house, he asked what the showbread represents, what the mercy seat represents, what the different things, the different symbols in the house, how are they related to heavenly things? But you've got to get into the house. You've got to seek to get into the house. And then when you're in there, you start to explore all the goodies of God so that it become a part of you and you relate to him with a singleness of heart in worship and in praise. But the seeking got to be on God's term. The word not only stopped there, but the word tells us something else. In Psalms chapter 66. Psalms chapter 66. And I realized after running fast here. Psalms chapter 63. 1 to 3. Psalms chapter 63. 1 to 3. I beg your pardon. O God, thou art my God, said the psalmist. Early will I seek thee, and my soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in the dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, behold, thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live, I will lift up mine hands in thy name. Hallelujah. Early, the psalmist said, will I seek thee. Is that implying that we doing it on our own term are seeking him late? It could be. That is after we should have sought the Lord, after he should have been first place in our life. He should have been first resource. We have made him last resort. So it could be that we have missed our moment in seeking him. But the psalmist said, early will I seek thee. Early in the morning, early in the business, early in the relationship, early in life. You remember the proverb said that we are to train up a child in the way in which it should go, so that when he is old, he will not depart from it. It means seeking the Lord early. Seeking the Lord early, church. And for those of my friends who are here, and you have not yet known Jesus, tonight is a night when we are saying to you, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. And call upon him while he is near. That's the next verse, verse 7. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Let the wicked forsake his ways. I was of the opinion that the wicked and the thought of the wicked, they are both the same. But we are seeing a little bit of a distinction here in this. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thought. Listen to what the Lord said here in verse 10 of Psalms chapter 10. In verse 4 of Psalm chapter 10. As we read in regards to the wicked. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in his thought. That is Psalms chapter 10, verse 4. Let the wicked, it is said here, in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thought. In Psalms we heard that the wicked will not seek God. You know what's interesting that Ezekiel said? Ezekiel said that God has no pleasure in the wicked. God has no pleasure in the wicked. So no doubt, that's the reason why. God said, let the wicked forsake. Turn away. Let the wicked forsake his way. It is you who have to do it. It is you who have to do it. God did not say, I am going to do it for the wicked. The Lord said, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. And when we talk about wicked, we're not so much talking about somebody who killed somebody or somebody who do these high-floating crimes. We are talking about a heart that is opposed to God, that is opposing God, that is trying to block the progress of God in every shape or form. The way in which the enemy uses a heart, a life, in order to create problem for the word of God, it is considered wicked in the sight of God. And I'm saying to us tonight, those of you who are listening without having made this commitment to serve the Lord Jesus, the window of grace is closing, and it is closing fast. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. While you may be found, it means the time is coming where you cannot find him. Because mercy and grace would have passed. Your life would have ended. You might die without having a relationship with the Lord, simply because the enemy has hardened your heart against God. The Apostle Paul put it this way, he has seared the heart with a hot iron so that it cannot feel. It does not have the tenderness to feel the move of the Holy Ghost anymore. This is in those days that God is not going to be found because there's not a heart soft enough to receive him. The apostle said, it is seared with a hot iron. But I'm saying to us, while he may be found, no, seek after him. Seek after him that you will find him. And fellowship will be sweet. And let the unrighteous man his thought, he went on to say, his thought. Not his thought. It's so important for us to understand. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, it tells us something. That the people of the day, the reason why the flood had to come, the reason why God had to destroy the earth of the child, is because on the people's mind was only evil continually. And the word said, it hurt God. Evil thoughts, evil penetrate in the hearts of men. And it was the same way when the prophet Isaiah spoke to the children of Israel. They were looking for a God somewhere else. They were worshiping idols. They have turned their backs upon God. And the prophet had to exhort them and tell them to seek after God. Because their heart, the thoughts of their heart, was not for God. It was for wickedness. It was for evil. And God is speaking to us tonight. God is speaking to us tonight, even all the way down here in Graceland. And he said, seek after me. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. The thoughts of one heart. The thoughts of one heart is something that we need to look on and something that we should not play with, because it continues to be a dangerous thing. If we remember what is said by Paul over there in Galatians chapter 5, that the flesh wrestles against the spirit. The heart now, the mind now becomes a battleground for the flesh and the spirit. And that is the seat of man's heart. Man's heart. Listen to what Mark said here. Mark 7, verse 20. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth a man. For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts. Let the what the passage we read said, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And we are told here by the Lord, none other than the Lord himself, that from within, out of the heart, proceed evil thoughts. Evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murder, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things comes from within and defile the man, says Jesus. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. The mind, which is a battleground, where the spirit and the flesh fight these battles, we are who we yield to obey. If we're going to obey the flesh, then our seeking God is in vain. But if we seek to obey the Spirit, the Lord is faithful and he is just to forgive us. Many of the things that you hear happening around us, the wickedness, the shooting, the crime, the violence, are coming out of a what? Evil thoughts. Because the individuals have leaned themselves to that side of the fence. On the battleground, the individual has taken side with evil, with the flesh, to do the things of the flesh. But the word is saying to us tonight that we are to what? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thought. And listen to the last thing of, and let him return. Somebody who was there before, somebody who knew the Lord prior to, let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy. And not only to those who were there, but to those who have not been there. The Lord is saying to you, seek me, and I will show mercy. Seek me, and I will show pardon. Seek me, and I will show forgiveness. Seek me, and I will clean up the life. For if you seek me with all your heart and soul, you will find me. Last thing that I would like to say to us tonight is that sometimes we are very casual in our seeking. Sometimes we are extremely casual. And I don't think we should treat God in a casual way. I believe we should purpose in our heart that we are going to seek after him. And though it might cause us something, it might cause us sleepless nights. It might even cause us friends. It might cause us different things. But seek after the Lord. The Lord makes it plain in his word by saying, he that cometh after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. God is looking for those type of seekers. Come see a man who told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Come see a man. Come seek after him. And he will reveal to you the things that you need to hear. So we are told there that we are to come without having money. We are to come ready to receive from him, because he has everything ready for us. All we need to do is to show faith in him and come with singleness of heart. I don't know if you are here tonight. You have tried many things. You have spoken to many people. You have done many things. And yet you have not yet reached a place that you think you should be in God in terms of a relationship. I am saying to you tonight, it can be tonight. It can be here tonight. It can be right in this company tonight of believers, that you can give your heart and surrender to him. The Lord said, if you seek me with all your heart, you shall find me. If you seek me early, you will find me. The Lord said, you must also seek me with joy. I encourage you, my brother, to continue to seek the Lord. But I encourage you, my dear friends, if you have not yet made that decision, my encouragement to you tonight is that you seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him. Know that he is near. Let us pray.